Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the things that's going to be interesting in camp is that there are going to be camp battles, we know, for certain positions like fullback, for example, kick returner, another one. Will there be a battle for backup quarterback? There might be. Now, with Matt Ryan's extension and being, you know, 6 years now, that six seasons ahead, There's no call at this point to draft a quarterback or to even think about Matt Ryan's replacement at the moment. But, you know, if you want to groom somebody, maybe you should give it a shot. The Falcons invited a quarterback from Virginia named Kurt Benkert, who transferred to Virginia and put up big numbers, 25 touchdowns last year. Virginia played well. And so he is now a rookie, undrafted free agent, trying to make the team as potentially the backup quarterback. And over rookie camp, we had a chance to spend a couple of minutes with Kurt Benkert. Kurt Benkert, your first NFL practice, your first NFL day. Can you describe what your first experience has been? Nervous, excited at rookie camp?
All of the above. It was nervousness getting out here, excitement getting back on the field and just learning a new offense, getting around a new group of guys. But it was a fun day, man. We competed from the start, the first whistle, to the very end. So we're just trying to all get better out here.
Falcons rookie free agent Kurt Benkert. I saw you play a couple of times in college. Certainly Georgia Tech fans around here saw you play. Yeah. But for a number of Falcons fans who might not know much about you, what does Kurt Benkert bring to the Falcons?
I think I'm a playmaker. I try to get the ball into the hands of the guys that can make the plays. And I think I'm pretty accurate and a good decision maker. So I'm just trying to be a driving force in the offense and help however I can.
Kurt Benkert on 92.9 The Game. What does it mean to be a rookie free agent? Was it beneficial to you in a way that you got to kind of choose the team? And how did you choose the Falcons?
I think it is beneficial. I got to pick the right situation for me and a team that I felt like I had a good relationship with the staff. And the Falcons were just obviously a really good situation for me to come in, compete, learn from really, really good guys that have been around the league for a while, and just to grow as a player. So it was kind of the entire package of coming here.
Former Virginia, now Falcon quarterback Kurt Benkert. Kurt, when you study for the playbook, I imagine Hugh Douglas and I were talking about this on the morning show the other day, that it's a little bit different these days.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of technical. Do you get video on the playbook, actually?
Not yet. It's still a paper playbook, kind of doing it old school right now, writing a lot of notes, and I think that helps ingrain it in early on.
And what about Madden? Did you, by any chance, get a chance to play Matt Ryan and throw it a few times to that, I don't know, number 11 or whatever?
In Madden? That was my team in Madden before I even decided that I wanted to come here, and they wanted to have me. So it's kind of like a cheat code playing with those two on Madden. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing to have a cheat code. Kurt Benkert from Virginia. We'll see how he does as we get into regular camp and see if he can crack it. Now, Matt Schaub, let's just talk about this for a second, because Matt Schaub, who interestingly enough went and played college ball at, everybody now, Virginia, where Benkert is from. Back up for the Falcons for the first couple of years of his career, went to Houston, had a lot of success. I wouldn't say tremendous success, but a lot of success as a starting quarterback of the Houston Texans. Hugh, I mean, you know, multiple years with 25 touchdowns with Houston. Ends up back with the Falcons at the end of his career as a backup. Didn't see the field at all last year because Matt Ryan was the only quarterback in the entire NFL to play every single snap. Even those Mohamed Sanu snaps, the wild card, it was Matt Schaub was not on the field. So every single offensive snap was taken by Matt Ryan. Schaub's 36 now. He makes a lot of money as a backup. Is there any reason not to kind of move on from him just because, even though I know he's got serious starting experience and he understands the playbook, but maybe to start grooming someone?
15-season NFL, you want to have a good backup behind your starting quarterback. But the best thing about backup quarterbacks is that they never play. But it's always good to have somebody in there just in case something goes wrong, that you have somebody that can come in and run the offense. As far as getting a young quarterback out there, the Falcons, since I've been here, I can only remember them carrying two quarterbacks. So technically, John, they could possibly carry three. They could carry another quarterback. They'll just have to take somebody from another position. And Benkert could potentially be your scout team quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and with the kind of money that they've paid him, it's the potential that he could potentially be that. But they've never carried more than two since I've been here, so there is a possibility that they could keep all three. I mean, it's not a stretch. They just like to use those numbers to pool around in different positions, but they could potentially carry three quarterbacks.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see them putting Benkert on the scout team, carry three quarterbacks. Yeah, that makes sense too. I mean, but I mean, and there's unless you're going to go, there's no money issue with Matt Schaub. Again, makes quite a bit of money as a backup, but there's no. I believe he makes $4 million, but there's no reason to to cut him from a money standpoint if you're not going to make another move. Now, if you're going to make another move, there might be a money incentive to move off of Matt Schaub's contract, right? I mean, but that's all.
There might be. But again, John, you're talking about a durable quarterback in Matt Ryan, and you're talking about a comparable quarterback in Matt Schaub. And Benkert, just reading his stats and stuff, they say that, you know, he's a volatile quarterback. They said that he under pressure, he gets a little rattled under pressure. So there's some work that needs to be done there. I don't think they would feel comfortable having him as your backup quarterback if something happened to Matt Ryan. I just don't think that's going to be the case. Now, to have him as your scout team quarterback and have him taking some of those reps away from Matt Schaub and allowing Matt Schaub to probably maybe take some of the second team reps and just having him be the second team quarterback, I think maybe they'll look at it like that. You know, and maybe Benkert will be that guy that goes against the first team defense and just goes out there and gets that kind of work. But I can't see them cutting Matt Schaub and allowing Kurt Benkert to be their number one backup.
No, and that's probably true because there is probably full faith and credit. Even though Matt Schaub has only thrown three passes the last two seasons and didn't play at all last year in the regular season, the fact that he does know the offense so well, that there is a familiarity there, that he has the breadth of experience that he does. If you're talking about, you know, something short-term where he has to play for a game or two or three, then yes, I could see where keeping Matt Schaub would make a lot of sense. But it is just interesting to note that the Falcons are at least starting to tinker around the edges in the idea of quarterback. But unless he gets hurt or something, I got to believe that Matt Ryan is your quarterback for the next 5 or 6 years. I mean,
yeah, it's safe to say that. I mean, they paid him like he's going to be. I mean, his durability has shown that he's going to be here for a while, and the way that he prepares. So yeah, it's safe to say that.
I think short of injury now, we can kind of dispense with this whole thing of the Falcons going to draft a quarterback over the next, I don't see any reason for the next three seasons at least. You know, at some point, maybe 3 years from now when we start to wind down towards the end and we can see maybe the end of Matt Ryan's career around the corner.
Okay, yeah, 3 years. That's about right. That's as a matter of fact, that's what I was thinking because at that point, you want to at least give your quarterback, all depends on where you're drafting, at least 2 years in the system to allow him to get acclimated to the system. So, yeah, 2 years.
Yeah, so I can see that happening. Another little Falcons note as we talk about the Falcons this morning from the morning show with John and Hugh on a very busy day is about Devontae Freeman and him making the top 100 list of the NFL. This is one of those silly season, offseason things where the NFL does its NFL Network top 100 players of the year, do it every year. This is the top 100 players of 2018, and Freeman's going to check in at number 41. First Falcon on the list, I would imagine we'll see Julio, Matt Ryan, and Deion Jones on that list as well. I'd be surprised if
that's a good thing, because we were complaining last year that many people weren't on the list. A lot of guys weren't on the list. Could Grady Jarrett potentially be on the list?
Who's more likely? If they only took one defender, would it be Grady or Deion?
I would probably say Deion. Off the top, I would say Deion.
But would you
have to think that for him to be the first one that they feature, I would probably say there is at least two or three Falcons ahead of him.
Well, we know Julio is.
Yeah, Matt's probably up there. So I give him four. I give him four. I say I'm going to go out there and say five Falcons on the top 100 list. Darryl's looking at me like I got three.
Well,
heads.
Alex Mack could be in your top 100.
Five. I'm going to go five.
So either Grady and Deion. And you're saying Grady, Deion, Julio, and Matt?
Well, and Devontae, who's actually already on the list.
Right. Yeah,
I'd say five.
Yeah, I'm saying him plus four more. Five.
I agree with you. Because last year, Mack didn't play as well as he did the year before, and he barely made it the year before.
Okay.
Darryl.
Daryl has spoken inadvertently. He says Matt Ryan, Julio, and no Vic Beasley.
Add Deion.
I tell you what, you can add this morning $1,000 to your bank account.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
coffee. Do you want to go get some coffee? Do I actually have to spell coffee for you? Come on now, please.
You know, speaking of coffee, I've been meaning, because we have a coffee maker back there. And, you know, it would be nice every now and then to have a cup of Joe. I've been meaning to go get the little cups. Yeah, I keep forgetting every day.
You have till 7:59 to text the word coffee. All right, I'll spell it for those of you challenged to the spelling department. COFFEE. All right, coffee to 72881. That's coffee to 72881. Do not text and drive. Be safe. Pull into the racetrack to get a cup of coffee from the racetrack. And text out coffee to 72881. Let's win you $1,000 this morning, huh? Let's do that. Message and data rates may apply. But what do you care? You're about to win $1,000. To coffee to 72881. And then stand by your phone at the end of the hour. Somebody's going to call you and you're going to have $1,000, right? You're going to be entered into that coffee to 72881. Talking about the Falcons and the top 100 list and some of the issues with the Falcons, some of the stories around the Falcons and the issues with John and Hugh on the morning show here. Devontae Freeman, he's number 41. Hugh, I'm going to ask you a random question. What's your expectation, Devontae, this year?
To do what Devontae does every year. You know, be that productive mule. Be that guy that's going to carry to tote the rock for you. I expect him to be everything that he was last year. Well, better than he was last year. I expect him to be a Pro Bowler. I mean, that's the kind of running back that he is. And his mentality, that's his mentality. So that's what I'm expecting from him.
See, I think now Ito Smith is here, right? I'm thinking, and I'm just guessing, this is the last year of Devontae and Tevin together.
Probably.
One of the two will be gone at the end of the year.
Probably. Yeah, that's not a stretch. That's definitely not a stretch.
So last season of those two together, and we'll see which one kind of exerts himself and becomes kind of that lead dog. For Devontae, the key issue, I think, more than anything else, is just to stay healthy.
Yeah, he had a lot of injuries. He had a lot of concussions. And when I say a lot, what was it, like two or something like that? He had two. But that's a lot. When you talk about having concussions back-to-back, and we still don't know, we still don't have that much information on concussions. To have that many back-to-back, they say the more you have, the more susceptible you are to getting them. That's a little bit of a concern. And then this whole rehab that he's doing from his knee, that's a little bit of a concern. But, you know, he's a workhorse. He's a guy that works hard. He takes full advantage of the situation. He took full advantage of the situation that he was in, and it allowed him to be paid like a starter, become the starter. So I expect him to go out there and do what he does. I don't expect anything less from Devontae Freeman.
No, I don't either. And I'm such a big fan of his, and I know he got paid and all that kind of good stuff, and I hope he stays healthy. If he stays healthy and stays on the field, you know, being available is the number one thing for him. Because if he is, we all know what he could do when he gets into tight spaces and then into open space. He's a game changer.
Yeah, no question about that. And I expect him to be exactly all of that in a bag of chips.
All right, we have more coming up. The NFL has responded now to the sports betting ruling from the Supreme Court. What the NFL said about it.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen and win.
The Game's National Signing Bonus.
This is huge. We're giving away over $250,000. A chance to win a grand.
You just won $1,000.
12 times a day on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There is breaking news this morning out of the National Football League. All right, stand by and welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh. If you are a Carolina Panthers fan, you may have just gotten some good news this morning. It's all about keeping that team in Carolina. Adam Schefter reporting this morning, breaking news that Steelers minority owner David Tepper going to part ways with the Steel Curtain, expected to sign the deal today to buy the Panthers and keep them in Carolina. League sources telling Adam Schefter the deal would be approved at the owner's meeting next week in Atlanta, like we told you yesterday. This will happen, and David Tepper will be the new owner, and the Panthers won't go anywhere, which even if you hate the Panthers, and I'm still ambivalent. I know they hate us, but I'm sort of ambivalent. I look at the Panthers and go, man. But
rivalry.
Yeah, it's good news. I think this is all good news.
Yeah, I mean, it's good that they know for a fact that they have new ownership and that they're not going anywhere. That's always a positive.
Can't say that for Jacksonville. So David Tepper.
Better leave them folks from Duval alone.
So I think if I had known about it when I was a younger man and somebody said, hey, John, what do you want to do for a living? And I said, I want to talk about sports on the radio, which is exactly what I did say. I think I would have changed the answer to, I want to be a hedge fund manager. David Tepper, he's like, the dude from Billions. He's worth $11 billion. Yeah, I can pay you a couple billion. Is that going to dent you? Yeah, it'll dent me for about 15% of my cash. Man, $11 billion. What do you do with $11 billion? You buy an NFL team, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got ends meeting like a mofo. You ain't worrying about nothing. You ain't got no worries. Man. I mean, you get tired of spending money. You probably get tired of spending money. So
can you actually get tired of spending money?
I don't know, John. I ain't never been there.
I'd like to try to get tired.
I don't speak on things I don't really know that much about.
I would say
but I don't know about. Definitely don't know about that.
This would the only thing about spending this kind of money. If you had that kind of money, it would make Vegas boring. I mean, because
it'll open like you got that kind of bread. I'm pretty sure you're opening doors that normally wouldn't open for you. So you're probably doing Vegas a whole lot different than you would do it if you were hanging out with your guys on a 3-day pass. It would be a whole lot different, a whole lot different.
Which is exactly why it would be, because the whole point of Vegas is hanging out with the guys on a 3-day pass. You know, I mean,
but you talking about you saying at the top, you at the top suite in the Bellagio.
I know
you getting carte blanche to every show, like you, yeah, it's different. It'll be definitely different.
Yeah, I guess it's the fight that I like. You know, I mean, going into Vegas, you know, because I would usually go on that 3-day pass. I take like I'm really kind of cheap. I know that's a shock, but you know I might take $1,000 in cash. You know, and my whole goal is to try to make that into something. You know, people go, "Well, I take money to Vegas. I only take as much as I can lose." I think that's the wrong attitude. You know, you take money that you can win. I don't take. I'm not walking into Vegas going, "I could lose this money."
Well, no, it's not. I think it's more so what you're comfortable with.
Uh-huh.
You know, because like anytime you're spending money or lending money. You always do it from a level of from a position of comfort. Say, for instance, somebody asks you to borrow some money. Normally, that means, can I have some money? And it's normally you give them the amount of money that you're willing to lose, knowing that you're not going to give away. I mean, that's the way you have to look at it. So if you're going there to Vegas with $1,000, my mindset would be, hey, if I lose this $1,000, that's fine. You know what I mean? But after that, once that $1,000 is gone, that's it. Like, I'm not spending any more money. I'm only going to spend that $1,000, and after that, I'm going to have my fun. I'm going to keep it moving. But after that, no, I can't spend any more money.
Well, of course, again, the breaking news is, and this is something that we talked about yesterday and we expected, for all the groups that were going to buy the Carolina Panthers, David Tepper, who was already a minority owner in the NFL, already knew all the players, said he would keep the team in Charlotte, which I think was critical to the owners in the NFL. They didn't want the team in Charlotte going anywhere. The Carolinas are too important from a television standpoint for the other owners, because North Carolina and South Carolina combined have about 15 million people, and that's just too big an audience to lose that team, and they're the dominant team, obviously, in those states. So, you know, this is going to be rubber-stamped unanimously by the owners at the meetings next week here in Atlanta, but David Tepper will be taking over for Jerry Richardson, and that's breaking news on the Carolina Panthers, and that's good news, I think, for the Panthers and for the NFC South, which, again, this year we all know is going to be pretty good. A couple other quick notes here. D'Angelo Hall has hung it up after all these years, and what a great, you know, if not for the fact that you happen to have Dion and players like that, D'Angelo Hall would have been a bigger star in terms of when you start talking about great defensive backs of the Atlanta Falcons. When they got him out of Virginia Tech and how great he was those first few years in Atlanta and how big a star he was at Tiny. We're well-loved here.
I remember him. Didn't he get beat up? I remember him getting beat up, like, and that's not – I'm not trying to disrespect his legacy because I think that he was one heck of a player. But I remember that more vividly than I remember his playing career. I remember him with the Washington Redskins for a long time, but that's what I remember about him. And I was just told in my ear that the Redskins said officially he's not retired yet. They said that it's not
really?
It's not an official word yet. I know he came out and he said that he was retired. But I guess the Redskins are going to try to hold on for a little while.
Anyway, I guess you got to file the papers. Yeah, that retirement thing in the NFL is kind of weird. You can't just say I'm retired. You have to actually file your papers and do kind of interesting things, right? I mean, you have to. There's a process to retire the NFL.
Yeah, and it said, from what I was just told, again, he's still on the hook for some money that they owe him. I think he still has another year on his contract.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he has another year on his contract. So, you know, that's a situation, John, where if he's going to retire, he's going to have to give back some of that money.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he wants to do that.
Oh, I see what you're. I see the issue now. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to get. You don't want to do that.
Nip. You don't want to do that. That's for sure. And is he a Hall of Famer?
You know what? I'm looking at his numbers, John. He has 43 career interceptions, 23 with the Redskins, and it's kind of hard to say. 14 years in the NFL. That's nothing to sneeze at. That is definitely not nothing to sneeze at. But like I said, when I think of D'Angelo Hall. And I have to go back and probably compare his numbers to somebody else. I think about that fight more than anything else. I don't look at him as a guy that was a game changer or a guy that, you know, you looked at during the game and say, hey, you know what? We need to stay away from that guy. Mm-hmm. Good player.
Right.
Good player. But I don't look at him. I don't remember him outside of anything but that fight. I guess that's, you know, I'm not trying to be mean, but that's what I remember about him.
Because he said, that's my focus. I still want a gold jacket, whether I get one as an exec or a coach. I want to get me a damn gold jacket.
So. I ain't mad at him. I want one, too. But like I'm probably buying my damn self. I can get a black jacket, though. You know, Eagles, black jacket. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, still. Right. But, yeah, not the gold one probably not going to happen.
Fox has said, we talked yesterday about the broadcast teams. Monday Night Football going to be Joe Tessitore. With Jason Witten and Booger McFarland as an on-field analyst. And Fox has come out now and said that it has firmed up its Thursday Night Football duo of Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. As soon as they said this, it got tweeted out, of Joe Buck and Troy Aikman to do Thursday Night Football, and all Twitter said was, no!
I listen, y'all know how I feel about the Dallas Cowboys. You know how I feel about the Dallas Cowboys. Outside of Troy's bias for certain teams, he does a really good job. He really, really does. No, you watch games, and Troy hates. Like sometimes he could be a little bit of a hater. He could be a hater, and he can skew one way or another. But he does a good job. He does a really good job. So I mean, I can't be mad about that. So yeah, and we ain't got to listen to Tony Romo do it. So there's that.
There is that. I mean, you have Tony Romo, Troy Aikman, Jason Witten. Every
them damn Cowboys winning when it comes to those broadcasts. Those football broadcasts. You got to give them props. You got to give them props for that.
Cowboys football broadcast team brought to you by. And I don't know why Joe Buck is so hated, but boy, I don't know what it is about Joe Buck that is just Bo. What are you saying? I mean, you say
it's his attitude. He comes off very pompous.
Well, yeah,
very. You know, I'm better than you. You're scum, and I'm Joe Buck. I'm the great. That's what he comes off. But he does a really good job for the most part. He's a little bit dry, but I think he's very good at what he does. But I think he's actually not the guy that people think he is. He was on that show
when he had his own show.
No, he did. Yeah, but he also did this. He also guest starred on a show that's on the independent. IFC about a baseball announcer with Hank Azaria.
Oh yeah,
and it's really funny. And Joe Buck plays the role really well.
Brockheimer.
Yes.
Brockmeyer.
Brockmeyer.
Yes. What Hugh said.
Yeah, Brockmeyer. It's kind of a blue show, by the way. You should know. It's an adult show. Hey, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Grady Jarrett. We're going to be having a golf shindig. It's technically our Celebrity Golf Classic, but it's going to be at Top Golf in Midtown.
Top Golf, come on,
it's going to be
man.
A party at Top Golf.
It's going to be nice.
It's Wednesday, June the 6th. Grady's going to be there. Brian Jordan, Vic Beasley, Spoon, Ray Lewis is going to be there.
Ray.
Derek Shelby, many more. A lot of celebrities. Wednesday, June 6th at Top Golf Midtown. Wednesday, June 6th. Go to our website, sign up, come to the party. Wednesday, June 6th with all these celebrities at Top Golf Midtown. They're going to be drinks and fun. It's going to be a gas. You don't have to be a golfer. It's Top Golf, okay? It's just having fun. Hey, have you heard this? Hey, does LSU finally have a quarterback? Maybe. Next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is big.
Okay. Let's do it.
We're giving away $250,000.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's National Signing Bonus.
Listen every weekday from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. and you could win $1,000 every hour, all day.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now hear this, now hear this.
Hey, did you hear this?
It is the morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Did you hear this? We are taking your votes this morning on our Vision Computer poll, and our poll question today is, how do you feel about the Supreme Court's ruling that allows for sports betting, for states to legalize sports betting in their state? You can vote big win, about time, loss, problems ahead, or push, doesn't affect me. And right now, big win, about time, getting 48% of the vote. Push doesn't affect me, getting 45% of the vote, and 7% saying it's a loss. I'll tell you a little bit later. I don't think those of you voting push might need to rethink this. It does affect you. I think it could affect you in a lot of ways, potentially. And we'll talk about that coming up. But, I mean, you may not be a sports gambler, but it can still affect you even if you're not a sports gambler. College football. I have this handy-dandy little app on my phone here, Hugh,
mm-hmm.
That says it is my countdown app. I use T0 as a countdown app. It's a free app. And you just plug in the date and time. 102 days, 5 hours, 15 minutes, and 57 seconds until college football. 102 days to college football. So, I mean, usually I don't get to 100 days, but in a couple of days when it does get to 100 days, I'll probably have to tweet that out. But, yeah, we're getting down to college football, and that opening week is going to be looming on us before you know it. And I don't know if it's a great opening week. There'll be some interesting games. Georgia, what does Georgia play? Austin Peay or somebody like that to open the season? I think so. I think it's Austin Peay. I know that Georgia State, Kennesaw State play opening weekend, so big game for Kennesaw State down at Georgia State Stadium. And then here in town, also, we have Auburn and Washington this year, which is an interesting game for that Chick-fil-A kickoff classic. But just noting that LSU and Ed Orgeron, their head coach, in that SEC West, have been looking for a quarterback. Well, LSU's always been looking for a quarterback.
Yeah, they're one of the teams in the SEC that relies heavily on transfer quarterbacks.
Yeah, lots of them. Danny Etling was
everybody. It seemed like they don't do a really good job of developing.
Right, and then Zach Mettenberger was a transfer quarterback, and of course he was one of the better ones they've had over the last few years. I mean, the list of LSU quarterbacks is not exactly sterling. You know what I'm saying, Hugh? I mean, it's not a great list. Who have you had? Let's, you know, over the last, say, 20, 25 years, you've had, what, Jamarcus Russell.
That was the first name that jumped in my head was Jamarcus Russell.
Matt Flynn, Matt Mock. And not that Matt Mock and Matt Flynn didn't do good things at LSU. They did, obviously. Got a national title under their belt. But I'm just saying, you know, killer quarterbacks. Mettenberger, Rowan Davey, you know, who else was there?
Remember that name, Rowan Davey.
Tommy Hodson. I mean, who else am I thinking about? I mean, those kind of players. They haven't had a breakout quarterback. Is Joe Burrow that breakout quarterback? Joe Burrow was Mr. Ohio in football coming out of high school. He is a dual-threat quarterback who was going to be Ohio State's starter. And when JT Barrett went down last year, Burrow became the starting quarterback. But then Burrow got injured, and Dwayne Haskins took over for him, and Dwayne Haskins beat Michigan. They went into spring and had a competition between Haskins and Burrow for the starting job. And at that point, Urban Meyer said that he was leaning toward Haskins, and Burrow up and said, leaving, out, gone. And so he is a fourth-year junior, which means he has 2 years left. And he visited LSU. Here's the story about LSU with Joe Burrow. Burrow, his father, his mother, and his brother all made an official visit to LSU this past weekend, staying Friday through Sunday in Baton Rouge. They got the red carpet treatment, a visit including everything from private tours of Tiger Stadium, from private tours of the football operations building, to a four-hour-plus film session where the staff pitched their plans for Burrow for the upcoming season. And so Orgeron putting all of his eggs into the Burrow basket here to try to get Joe Burrow to come to LSU and be their starting quarterback. Because right now they really don't have one. I think of Miles Brennan coming up, and that's about it. They don't really have somebody with a whole lot of experience, though I'm not sure Burrow's got a lot of experience. He only threw 40 passes at Ohio State. But they want Joe Burrow at LSU.
Yeah, big dude, 6'3", 215 pounds, was a redshirt freshman. He graduated from Ohio State in just 3 years with a degree in family financial resource management. That's kind of weird. So yeah, they were really I heard that they really rolled out the red carpet for him down there at LSU to get him, try to get him down there, because they don't have anybody else down there that can play the quarterback. So he has to be the guy, John. So that, I mean, he is going to be the starter. I think he got 2 years eligibility left.
Right, he does.
So yeah, they're going to keep him for 2 years. But that's kind of cool. You know, you already got your degree. You're just kind of at school, like just chilling, you know, playing football, doing your thing. So yeah.
So Joe Burrow, yeah, you know, he's going to go to Cincinnati. Needs a quarterback too. The story is that once Joe Burrow became the biggest free agent quarterback in college football in a long time. I mean, right up there in terms of with multiple teams' interest. In terms of, you know, you had, you know, I guess you had, you know, one or two other guys that had that kind of interest when they came out. But when you're Ohio State's starter, you're gonna pique the interest of a lot of teams. When you're Mr. Ohio, when you're the football in your state, like a state
that's
of
a big
Ohio.
Deal. Yeah, that's a big Mr. Ohio's a big deal. So yeah, I mean, just like probably is anywhere else, but whatever Mr. Insert State here is. So yeah.
Yeah, and so I mean, he's gonna get a lot of looks and a lot of attention. This looks like LSU might be a fit for him, and LSU in its search for a quarterback. Isn't it interesting that certain places just for whatever reason can't get a player? I mean, LSU has phenomenal athletes. I mean, great running
just
backs.
Just can't get anybody at that position.
That position has just been mind-boggling to them.
Yeah, it'd be kind of hard because it's one of those schools where, to your point, they are running back heavy. And it just – I would think that as a young quarterback, wouldn't want to go to a school that really doesn't pass the ball that much or really hasn't groomed, too many individuals to be passers. It just would be a tough spot to be in. Because kids, when they look at schools that are going to help them get to where they want to be. And ultimately, that's the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And as a quarterback, most kids are probably looking at LSU and say, no, that's not where I want to go. Now, as a running back or a defensive player, yes. But as a quarterback, no, that's not a school that I would, be my first choice to go there and be a quarterback.
Right. And, it's just one of those things where you have certain schools that, for whatever reason, just struggle to get quarterbacks, and others that seem to have them coming out the gas station, as they said about Georgia running backs. And one of them is, USC's get quarterbacks, but Florida struggles too with the quarterback thing, And it depends, of course, it depends to a great degree on what kind of an offense you run too, Hugh. I mean, when you're running, are you running pro set? Are you running, Paul Johnson's? Are you running,
it's that
spread?
And it's, dad has a lot of influence on where his son goes, especially when dad feels that he knows the quarterback position, knows the spot. So, yeah, it's all those factors come into play.
A lot of big headlines on this Tuesday. Braves are back home with another win in their back pocket with the Cubs coming into town. We've got big news in the NBA with a lottery tonight. Hawks have a new head coach and much more. Busy, busy, loaded headlines next with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.